Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. Talking here with Brad Kleiman today. Brad, we're in the middle of a terrific conference, e-marketing conference, third annual now. Well, first bring us up to date on what you've been up to. What are you up to?
Sure. Well, ever since the first one, we had such a great response, we really had to take these on the road. So we've had the opportunity to run these conferences in Austin, Texas, in Virginia, in Roanoke, Virginia. We have one actually next month in Wausau, Wisconsin. And really, this is a big potential for us to take these to far reaches of our nation, to the smaller cities, big cities, and get more people in the know of e-marketing and social media. So that's a big part of what we do now, but we of course still have our development practice. We do some development, we do some email, we do some search and social, really teaming up with the different types of experts that were here at these sessions today to help bring these kinds of services to the clients as well. Because I'm sure you know, and actually we were just walking away from some people that were saying, you know, oh, my head is so overflowing with stuff. How do I actually implement it? And even though there are a lot of implementable ideas that come from these sessions, that also still need some help, and we want to get the experts to the right people to help them carry out those types of strategies and tactics.
Right. You know, this is your third annual event here, and as someone who's been to all three events, I think this is the best by far. It's obviously very big. There are, you know, 230 or so people in the room, and you know, what's your impression of how the show has grown?
Well, the show it's improved every year. From our side, from an administrative standpoint, and making sure that the logistics are in place, everything was pretty much flawless the entire day. I couldn't have been happier from a logistical standpoint, and that really matters to us because that'll make a better experience for the participants. It was pretty much you couldn't see any hiccups, you couldn't see anything like that. So from a user experience, they were just getting the good education. So you know, it's really every year it's the same thing. It's building that recipe, that trying to get to that perfect recipe of who are the right people to get into the right, onto the right, into the stage. And I feel we've done that really well. And actually, it shows from the fact that several of our speakers, I think about six or seven of our speakers, have been here 3 years in a row. Wow. And you know, just the fact that we've done this 3 years in a row is that we're doing some things right. So I think every year it gets a little better and a little bit different.
You know, when you take the event on the road, do you notice any difference in the audiences? I mean, like, is a Cleveland audience more or less hip to some of the latest social media than, say, Austin?
You know, that's a good question. I would say that that's a very good question. You know, yeah. The Cleveland audience, especially this year we started using hashtags. Last year we just pretty much said tweet about it. We didn't have any focus on it. It wasn't until this year that we started tweeting with the hashtag. And I mean, just from how many people tweeted and how many Twitter hashtags, it's E-Techniques, by the way, #E-Techniques for those of you who are watching, to see the stream of people talking throughout the day. There must have been 30 or 40 tweets, speaking about it today. So there definitely was a large audience today that were very savvy. But really, all of these events, and everyone that we've run in Austin and Virginia, you really do run the gamut. There are people that were advanced, having, like yourself, blogging and podcasting and tweeting and Facebooking for the past 4 or 5 years, whereas some people that maybe they're a little older, that they haven't used any of these types of technologies. And that has been something that, no matter what event we run, it seems to run that gamut of different levels of understanding. So it's pretty much been a similar type of audience at each event.
You know, one of the things I've always liked about this event is that you've always eaten your own dog food. Mm-hmm. By that I mean, you know, in the first years, you were blogging about it and podcasting, and you know, before everyone was into Facebook and Twitter and all. And now, of course, you know, you mentioned the hashtags with Twitter, and there's a Flickr group, and it's important to eat your own dog food in a situation like this to give you some credibility.
Absolutely. We like to say we walk the walk. You know, we don't just talk it. We wanted to make sure the first event and similarly on the last year's and this year's that we weren't just talking about how powerful Facebook is, but we wanted to use it. And we use Facebook, for example, in many different ways, pushing out the videos that our speakers did, getting up that event, posting it to our profile, and convincing other evangelists to do the same. And that's really a big part of what we try to do with this event that I agree we were very successful with, which was eating the dog food and walking the walk. There's nothing better than being able to show real time, here's how we did it to get you to come to this event. And if we probably should have asked when we started the event, who learned about this event through E-Techniques. And I would not be surprised if a good 80% of the people in the room found out through either the email blasts or the website or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. So definitely was successful, and we're able to show the individuals, everyone here, this is how we did it. This is how you can do it as well.
You know, the speakers here and the panelists and all were really almost a who's who of Cleveland social media. You've got, and I'm going to leave names out by doing this, but cream of the crop people like Sage Lewis and George Nemeth and Jim Kukral and Christy Amy, you know, right down the line, D'Aloia, really great people. The people that maybe were not as well-known are the people you brought in from out of town, like our keynote presenter. Can you tell us a little about him?
Sure. Rick Burns is inbound marketing manager at HubSpot. And if you haven't heard about HubSpot yet, you will, because they are just growing like crazy. They're in Massachusetts, and they've made some incredible products. They've got a content management system that's built into a whole CRM so that when somebody comes onto your website and they fill out a form, you know from that point on what different pages they've been on in your website. It's incredibly powerful for building leads. And that, along with things like their website grader, where you can plug in your URL and get immediate feedback on how to improve your search engine optimization, or their Twitter grader or Facebook grader, which actually looks at not just the amount of followers, because that's really not just the most effective number to look at when you look at how successful I'm being with Twitter. So they've gotten so many of these tools that, and they were growing so fast that we actually brought him to our Austin event in January, where he was the plenary, got such a resounding response from the audience that we just said, you know, we want you to come in and be the keynote. We want to give you more time, and really from what the feedback that we've gotten so far, we're very happy. The audience was very happy with his keynote today. So I hope that a kind of event like this will help propagate his brand and help get what he does more in the eyes of more people.
And then we had Matt Dickman, who a lot of local people remember from Did You Know? He was the plenary at lunch, and that was a powerful presentation.
His style is fantastic. It's the Guy Kawasaki, the Robert Kiyosaki, that really fast pace. I think there were 160 slides that he had in his presentation. No bullet points was one of his first slides. He said this is a no bullet point presentation, and you know, a lot of people say death by bullet point is something that is pretty prevalent these days from presenters and speakers. But yeah, his style, you can't even really, it's one of those things that you have to see it. And actually we did capture some good video that we'll be placing up online so people can see it later on. But yeah, his style, his experiences, his outlook on and the topic was the future of marketing. And even though he doesn't have a crystal ball, boy, he's got a pretty darn good handle on what's going to take place. So yeah, I was extremely happy with Matt. And one of the things about him is that you just got to go up and talk to him. He's very approachable. You can just go up to him and have a conversation about anything. So what he does at Fleischmann Hiller is really fantastic.
Now, I think I would hope that since this went so well that we're going to be looking at a fourth annual next year.
Oh, that's right? For sure. That's for sure. As close to the first Friday in May, if not the first Friday in May, we want that to be the standard. Every first Friday in May from this point on, we're not planning on stopping this event anytime soon.
And what's the best place to find more about this conference and so they're not sold out next year?
Sure. Well, emarketingtechniques.com is our official vanity URL for any of the eMarketing Techniques conferences we're doing. The next one's in Wausau, Wisconsin, so you can find out about that at eMarketing Techniques. But for the one at Corporate College, you can go to corporatecollege.com or keyentrepreneurs.org. Keyentrepreneurs.org is the official website for the Key Entrepreneur Development Center, which is one of the official sponsors of the event. So always keep in touch there. But also, you know, come back to the Key Center. There's a space for entrepreneurs to come and run their businesses, and we have lots of businesses running their businesses out of the Entrepreneur Center as an incubator. So that's just a place to stay in touch. And otherwise, you can follow our updates, Brad Kleiman on Twitter, and just stay in touch with all those different avenues with Facebook and LinkedIn. LinkedIn group, by the way, LinkedIn group, eMarketing Techniques. Join the group and be able to connect with anybody who is here today, over the 230 people, as well as the other participants from all the other eMarketing Techniques that we do around the nation.
And finally, let's leave our viewers and our listeners with a piece of advice here. You've got this down to a science so well that you actually have time to be co-leading a panel this afternoon. You're going to be doing something on Facebook for Business. Can you give our viewers one or two quick down and dirty tips for using Facebook for Business?
Sure. Well, when it comes to Facebook for Business, and I have a personal opinion on this matter, that you can't really take advantage of Facebook for Business until you really understand it and respect it from a social, personal perspective. So when it comes to using Facebook and using any of these social media tools, you have to go into it with not trying to reach for somebody's pocketbook, but reaching for a relationship and going for a relationship. So that's, you know, we're going to be going over some fundamental core values when it comes to Facebook and how to have success from Facebook. But then also we're going to be going into some more specific, more advanced topics when it comes to Facebook, specifically with Facebook public profiles, which used to be called pages. Facebook is such a it's changing all the time, that there's so many changes taking place. We personally feel that you really should do some personal branding with Facebook pages, so you bring in some customized graphics, you can actually now bring in customized Swift files or customized FLVs, so you can bring in Flash animation to Facebook to make it so that even though you still see the Facebook brand, you're able to brand it with your own company. So I guess those would be my two pieces of advice for this video is make sure you get on there and be authentic and genuine to actually want to build relationships. What's the phrase? It's hard to shake their hand when you're reaching for their pocketbook. Yeah. That definitely applies for Facebook. And also take a look at Facebook public profiles. You can build it until you're ready to publish and not go live until you're ready to go publish, but definitely bring in some custom content to bring in some of that personal branding for your own company.
All right, that's the kind of information you'll get from Brad Kleiman and the other people here at the eMarketing Techniques seminar. So be sure to follow them, and we'll have some links on this site. And thanks a lot, Brad.
And
congratulations.
Thanks, Dan, for sponsoring the event. Great Lakes Geek, wonderful website. Thanks so much, Dan.
All right.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.